I would now like to share with you how nonviolent communication can help us in celebrating life. We've been looking at how it can be used in a series of conflicting situations, whether the situation is a conflict within ourselves or between ourselves and other people. But a very important application of nonviolent communication is how to celebrate life through how we express gratitude to ourselves and others. First, I'd like to mention the intention that is behind expressing gratitude. If somebody says, "You did a good job on that report," or "You're a very sensitive person," or "It was kind of you to offer me a ride home last evening," such statements are typically uttered as expressions of appreciation in life-alienating communication. Perhaps you are surprised that I regard praise and compliments to be life-alienating. Notice, however, that appreciation expressed in this form reveals little of what's going on in the speaker and establishes the speaker as someone who sits in judgment. I define judgments, both positive and negative, judgments that imply rightness or wrongness, as life-alienating communication. In the corporate trainings I offer, I often encounter managers who defend the practice of praising and compliments by claiming, "It works." Research shows, they assert, that if a manager compliments employees, they work harder. And the same goes for schools. If teachers praise students, the students study harder. When people mention this research, they're usually talking about the effects on a short-term basis. Short-term basis, usually people do work harder when they get rewards in the form of praise and compliments. However, research shows that when people start to recognize that this is being used in a manipulative way, the praise and the compliments no longer improve performance. And what's even more disturbing for me, however, is that the beauty of gratitude is spoiled when people begin to notice the lurking intent to get something out of them behind the gratitude. When we use nonviolent communication to express gratitude, it is purely to celebrate, not to get something in return. Our sole intention is to celebrate the way our lives have been enriched by others. More than a couple of times I have been asked, "But what if your intent is to build up the other person's self-esteem?" I say to such people that I'd like them to look at what they're saying. I'd like them to see that if another person depends for their self-esteem on words that we say to them in the form of praise and compliments, I wouldn't say that person has more self-esteem. I would say we have addicted them to searching for approval from others. If we're to express gratitude in nonviolent communication, there's three things we need to make clear. First, the actions that the other person has taken that have contributed to our well-being. Second, the needs of ours that have been fulfilled through the action. And third, the pleasurable feelings that were created by having our needs fulfilled. The sequence of these ingredients may vary, or sometimes all three can be conveyed by a smile or a simple thank you. However, if we want to ensure that our gratitude has been fully received, I have found it valuable to develop the literacy of expressing all three components verbally. The following dialogue illustrates how praise may be transformed into an appreciation that embraces all three components. A participant approached me at the end of the workshop and said to me, "Marshall, you're brilliant." I said to her, "I'm not able to get as much out of that gratitude as I would like." The participant said, "Huh? What do you say that for?" I said, "You know, in my lifetime, I've been called a number of names, some positive, some far from positive. Yet I can't recall learning anything of value by somebody telling me what I am. I don't think there's any value in being told what we are." I'd like to learn from your gratitude and enjoy it, but I would need different information than you just telling me what I am. The participant said, like what? Well, first, I'd like to know what I said or did that contributed to your life today. She said, you're so intelligent. I said, no, I'm afraid you've just given me another judgment that tells me what I am. But that still leaves me wondering what I did that contributed to your life in some way. The participant thought for a while. Then she looked into her notes and said, okay, I see what you mean. Look at this. You said these two things. I looked at her notes. Yes, I did say those two things. I said, okay, so it's my saying those two things that you want to talk to me about. She said, yes. And I said, and I'd like to know now how you feel as a result of my having said those two things. She said, hopeful and relieved. I said, that helps me enjoy your gratitude better. And now what would really help me to enjoy it, I'd like to know what needs of yours were met by my saying those two things. She said, I have this 18-year-old son. I haven't been able to communicate with him. From the time he's been 5 years old, we keep arguing and we're never able to really connect. I've been desperately searching for some direction that might help me to relate to him in a more loving manner. And those two things you said met my need for some concrete direction for connecting with him. Hearing all three pieces of information, what I did, how she felt, what needs of hers were fulfilled, I could then celebrate the gratitude with her. Had she initially expressed her gratitude in nonviolent communication, it might have sounded like this. Marshall, when you said these two things, and then she showed me the two things she was referring to, when you said that, I felt very hopeful and relieved because I've been needing a way to connect with my son, and these gave me the way to connect with him that I was wanting.